What's up, my great people, my kings and my queens? It's your boy, Drew Joyner, right here on 10 to 20. And we are talking to the one and only Pastor Mike Jr. What's going on, sir?
What's up, my brother? I'm excited to be here, man. Thank you for the kind words, man. I just can't wait to see what God does next.
Man, God has really been blessing you. He's been blessing your ministry, your preaching ministry, your music ministry, and he is just doing some amazing things. Well, a lot of people don't know who Pastor Mike is, where Pastor Mike is from. So please share with us, who is Pastor Mike Jr.?
First off, I'm so excited to be here, man. God is just so amazing. I'm just a cat from Birmingham, Alabama, man. Love God, love people, try my best to make a difference at 25. Started Rock City Church, and it was 10 people. Then it was 3,000 people. Then it was 10,000 people. And so right here in Birmingham, Alabama, I just love people and tried to do as much outreach as possible. In 2019, man, we started doing music, and the rest is history. But if people always ask me, who are you, man? I don't consider myself an artist. I wouldn't label myself a pastor. Who I am at the core, those are things I do. Who I am is I'm just a dad and a husband and a guy who's trying his best to make his time on earth matter. So I'm excited to be here, man. And when I get a chance to talk to people like you, it means the most, because so many times, and so many creators know this, you're blessing people, but you really don't know the impact you have until you meet people who can share their stories and testimonies with you.
Great people, we're talking to the one and only Pastor Mike Jr. right here on 10 to 20. Pastor Mike Jr., he's doing some amazing things, and he has a brand new single out called Windows. Pastor, please share with us on the premise of the song Windows.
Man, what better declaration than to say, open up the windows and let his blessings fall on me. We wanted to do something different. You know, if we're not careful, sometimes in every genre, music can start sounding alike. So I was tripping. I said, man, what would happen if Bruno Mars went to church?
Bro.
With this vibe, open up the windows and let your blessings fall on
me. Whoa. Wow.
Oh, man, out of Barbados, and shout out to the MVP band for producing it. We wrote it together, man, and it was just a vibe. And, man, I really believe in this season of our lives, you have not because you ask not. And the declaration we choose to say is, God, we want it. So open them windows and let it rain on your boy.
Man, I love that, man. This is Pastor Mike Jr. right here on 10 to 20. Hey, Pastor Mike Jr., let me tell you something. You know, you are a phenomenal singer, songwriter, all of the above. But your hip-hop game, bruh, your hip-hop game, you're like a lyricist, bruh. Please tell us about this amazing hip-hop field ministry, bruh.
So let me tell you what's crazy. So in 2009, I've always wanted to do music. I heard the Lord speak clearly to me through my pastor. He said, love God, love your city, love your family, and in 10 years, the world will come looking for you.
Jeez.
Think of it, made me big 10 years at that time in 2019. So for 10 years, man, I've been up in obscurity preparing and practicing for popularity. So hip-hop, gospel, I believe God didn't give you all of what he gave you for you not to do it because you're worried about what other people are going to say. And I think, and some of your listeners, and I speak this over you, I'm walking into a season where I'm finna tap into all that God.
My God.
In gospel, or we can spit like Drake. Which one you want to do?
Yes, yes, yes. Bro, we are talking to Pastor Mike Jr. And he's on tour now, y'all. It's called the I Got Away Tour, along with Hattie, along with Bree Babino, along with Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. Bro, please tell us about the tour.
I'm excited myself. Anthony Brown, Dietrich Haddon, Bree Babino, we're all going on tour. We have a new artist named Adia who's opening up. DJ Mousky is shutting it down, hosting it. It's a powerful concert and a concert tour, man. And I think it's special because, again, I had somebody say, my brother James Fortune, he said to me, he said, man, it's a lot of tours, but yours is special because a lot of people still haven't seen you. He said, when it comes to some of us, man, we've been out here now 20 years. He says, you're bringing something fresh. And what I'm excited about it is, and you may like this, we're going back to churches.
Come on, man.
And I said, I want to go back to church. And the best part about it is we secured a partnership with McDonald's Celebration Tour. So they purchased all the general admission tickets. So not only are we going back to churches, you get to experience 30 shows for free.
There is no question that God is up to something. This I Gotta Wait tour is going to be a blessing to so many people. And I love the fact that you even dropped an EP prior to the tour starting, and you know, some 6 songs that was up there that's just compliment what's getting ready to go on, or what's going on right now as the tour is hitting city to city to city, over 30 cities. I mean, God is doing something truly amazing. Pastor Mike, thank you so much, man, for connecting on today. But before you go, please tell our listening audience how they can contact you and follow you on social media, because you're doing some wonderful things. I want people to stay connected to you. How can they get in contact?
Man, follow me on social media everywhere at Pastor Mike Jr. Or pull out your cell phone and text Live Big. That's Live Big to 28950. I love y'all. Keep supporting me. Thank you for supporting me. I'm praying for you. And let's watch God work.
Pastor Mike Jr. right here on 10 to 20. Bless you, sir.
All right, God bless.
The devil thought he had me, but
I got away.
Devil thought he had me, but devil thought he had me, but
I got away.
Devil thought he had me, but
I got away.
I've been down so bad, I've been low, low, low. Wanted to throw in the towel, but I said no, no. Try my best to keep the faith, then I started feeling fake. Did not know what I would do, then I saw what he did for you. And you, and you, and you, you, and you, and you, and you. I'm looking at a miracle.
Looking at a miracle.
Yep, I see it. I'm looking at a miracle.
Looking at a miracle.
Yep, I see it. I'm saved by his grace.
Saved by his grace.
Cleansed through his blood.
Cleansed through his blood.
I got the victory.
I got the victory.
I already won.
Already won.
The devil thought he had me, but
I got away.
The devil thought he had me, but no, no.
Tried my best to keep the faith, and I started feeling fake.
Did not know what I would do, then I saw what he did for you. And you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. Then I saw what he did for you. And you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. I'm looking at a miracle.
Looking at a miracle.
Yep, I see it. Looking at a miracle.
Looking at a miracle.
Yep. Believe it. I'm looking at a miracle.
Looking at a miracle.
Yeah. I see it. I'm looking at a miracle.
Looking at a miracle.
Yeah. I believe it. The devil thought he had me, but
I got away.
The devil thought he had me, but
I got away.
The devil thought he had me, but
I got away.
Yeah.
bun. Tell them we made it out. Tried to keep me caged, but they gotta let me loose. Had to cut the strings and go Bluetooth. Everybody looking like, what you gonna do? I came too far, so I gotta see it through.